Christmas. Christmas Eve program. So if you have a phone, okay, you can, if you can, silence it, but you can use your phone to take pictures if you want.
Christmas Eve? Around 2,000 years ago, a place in Israel called Bethlehem. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." A great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Thank you.
the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Christ.
rejoice because Jesus Christ was born. He was born to save us and free us from the bondage of sin. As the Bible, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." It's really a good news which brings joy to the world.
So tonight is the Christmas Eve. Christmas has become one of the biggest holidays of the year in many countries. I'm sorry, one more position. Nine out of 10 Americans say they celebrate Christmas in whatever form they like. And people like Christmas season. Christians and non-Christians alike. Every Saturday, my daughter and I teach English for a group of people in China. The online platform is used. We use the Bible to teach them English. And 2 weeks ago, I purposely chose the message that we just read of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 18. Before I started the online class, I raised a question to them. How do you celebrate Christmas in China? They celebrate Christmas by shopping in malls. The malls are decorated festively. They have Santa, they have nice and Christmas sale. They go to restaurants to enjoy Christmas meals. They go to Christmas parties. They listen to Christmas carols. But they don't understand what they mean. They exchange gifts as a holiday activity among friends. And their parents pretend to be Santa, giving gifts to children. And stores have apples wrapped up in colored paper for people to buy on the Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is known as the peaceful night in Chinese. And the word peace rhymes with apple in Chinese. So interestingly, an apple becomes the symbol of peace. People look for peace on Christmas. But they don't go to church. Christianity is new to China. It's no surprise that the Chinese don't know the true meaning of Christmas. It's no surprise that many of them do not relate Jesus with Christmas. And how about the people in the Western countries? They know who Jesus is. Christmas has been a festival for them for 2,000 years. But today, Christmas is equivalent to a feast with large amounts of food and drink. Today, Christmas is equal to a family gathering or a relaxing vacation. When people are prosperous, The true meaning of Christmas is lost in its holiday activities. I don't know how are you going to celebrate the Christmas of 2015. Why are you here in the church? Have you ever asked yourself, why am I here? My job tonight is to preach, and so I must be here. The choir members are here to sing the carols. The musicians are here to play the songs. How about you? Who invites you here? Who draws you to come here? On Christmas Eve, there's nothing better to preach than the birth of Jesus. And there's no better passage to describe the silent night than the chapter 2 of Luke. The focus of today's passage, Luke chapter 2, is on a bunch of shepherds. It was a quiet, starry night. The shepherds were working overnight in the wilderness. They were keeping watch over their flocks. And it is like any other night. They did not expect any unusual things to happen. They chatted about their routines, their chores, and the troubles in life. They would have never imagined that they could celebrate the birth of the Savior tonight. They would have never imagined that this night changed their lives upside down. And they would have never imagined that they could appear in the Bible. Why were they there? Who invited them? As a matter of fact, God invited them personally to testify the birth of the Savior. The invitation started with a very bright light. This bright light is known as the glory of God. The glory of God signifies that God is there. And the shepherds, they were terrified because they had never come so close to God. An angel proclaimed, as we saw before, comfortably the invitation to the shepherds. The angels were saying, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great. That there will be for all the people. Today, the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ, the Lord. Maybe you have heard this short invitation for the first time. Or you have heard this invitation for many times. The good news in Christmas is Jesus is the Savior born for you. The invitation is very personal. Jesus is born for the shepherds. For me, for him, for her, and for you. The invitation may sound to you like a TV commercial. This new car is made for you. This new house is built for you. This new dress is designed for you. When we hear this kind of invitations, what is your normal reaction? Our response may be, how do I know it is true? How do I know it is really for me? God knows that we have a tiny faith in Him. God knows that the shepherds also have a tiny faith in what they have heard on the first Christmas Eve.
同樣神上帝都知道那班牧羊人聽了信息之後那個信心都很小。So they continue
to the angel continues to say.
所以天使就繼續跟他們說,
this is a sign for you.
這是一個記號,
you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
那你說那個記號是什麼呢?
In other words, the angel was saying,
換句話來說,天使的意思是,
a Savior is born to you tonight.
今晚救主已經是為你們降生,
but don't take my word for it. Go and see for yourself. What's the chance of finding a newborn baby born in a shabby stable? Lying in a manger with hay as bed. Wrapped in cloths at the cold night. On the outskirts where no one would like to visit.
在一個郊外地方,沒什麼人願意去拜訪,
and in a tiny city called Bethlehem.
在一個很小的城叫做伯利恒。
So against the odds, the shepherds accepted the invitation.
那就很奇怪,牧羊人就接受這個邀請。
They said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. Now imagine, what would happen if the shepherds did not go and see? They would miss an opportunity to meet the Savior personally. They will miss an opportunity to have the real peace in life. And they will miss a golden opportunity for God's favor rested upon them. Today's passage actually spells out a formula for everyone to seek the favor of God.
其實今天的經文是講了一個辦法告訴你怎樣是得到神的喜悅。
First, God initiates the invitation to you.
第一就是神親自向你的邀請。
Then your acceptance.
你需要接受。
And finally, you go and see.
接著你接受之後,你去和她看。
Think of Mary in Luke chapter 1.
我們想想瑪利亞在路加福音第一章。
God initiated an invitation to Mary. Mary was a teenager in Nazareth. God invited her to be the mother of the Savior. God sent an angel to deliver the invitation to her in an ordinary day.
咁咧就神差派天使喺一个平平无奇日子，亲自嘅系去同佢讲呢件事。
How will this be? Since I am a virgin, Mary asked.
玛利亚就问啦，我还是一个处女，点可能啊？
The invitation sounded like an impossible mission.
呢一个邀请好似一个系不可能嘅任务。
So the angel gave her a sign.
所以天使就俾咗个记号俾佢。
The angel said.
天使讲咩咧？
Your relative Elizabeth is going to have a child in her old age.
你表亲伊丽莎白喺佢年老得子。
She who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month.
佢而家已经系怀孕六个月啦。
And Mary accepted the invitation.
咁玛利亚就接受咗呢个邀请。
She went to Elizabeth to see what was happening.Think of Joseph in Matthew chapter 1. Joseph, a righteous man, had Mary as his fiancée. But one day Mary told him that she was pregnant. He had in mind to divorce her quietly.But at night, God initiated the invitation to Joseph. An angel delivered the message to him in a dream. God invited him to take Mary home as his wife and also to take care of her baby, the Savior.
天使同佢讲话：你召取玛利亚过嚟啦，佢生个仔，你好好照顾佢。
Joseph asked, "How will this be, since I am a faithful to the law of Moses?"
约瑟就讲啦：我系一个遵守摩西律法嘅人，你叫我，你点可以叫我咁做啊
？So the angel gave him a sign.
天使都系俾佢一个记号。
Go and see Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
看看以赛亚书第七章十四节。
The prophet Isaiah had prophesied hundreds of years ago.
以赛亚几百年前已经讲。
That a virgin would conceive and give a child.
必有童女怀孕生子。
Joseph accepted the invitation.
咁约瑟就接受咗呢个邀请啦。
He married Mary.
就将玛利亚娶咗过嚟。
And became the father of Jesus on earth.
系成为耶稣在地上嘅父亲。
Think of the Magi in Matthew chapter 2.
想下那个在马太福音第二章里面那个的占星家。
They were a group of scholars or wise men from the east.
他们是在东方来的一个哲士。
They probably study astrology.
他们也懂占星术。
They probably had also studied the Old Testament.
他们也可能有研究过旧约圣经。
They estimated.That it was about the time that a king of the Jews would be born. But it was impossible for them to locate the Savior. God initiated the invitation to the Magi. God brightened the star.And led them the way.
上帝用一顆的明星是去帶領他們。
They accepted the invitation, riding maybe camels to follow the star.
他們就騎著駱駝，就一路跟著這個星一路行。
After two, maybe more years of traveling, they finally saw the baby Jesus on a house with his mother Mary.
咁咧，可能經過兩個年嘅旅程，咁佢哋咧就終於揾到瑪利亞同耶穌佢哋一家所住嘅小屋。
They bow down and worship the Savior.
佢哋跪下就拜呢個嬰孩。
Presenting him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
就獻上黃金、乳香同沒藥作為禮物。
Think of the first bunch of disciples in John chapter 1.
諗下約翰福音裏邊。
When John, the son of Elizabeth, saw Jesus passing by,
当伊丽莎白佢个仔施洗约翰见到耶稣行过嘅时候咧
，he proclaimed,
就讲了，
Look, this is the Lamb of God.
看啊，神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God signifies the Savior like a lamb to be sacrificed in order to save his people from their sins.
就这个神的羔羊在旧约里面就是除去这个世人的罪孽。
Two men, heard what John said.
听到施洗约翰所讲的东
西。That was God's invitation to them through the mouth of John.
这个是神藉着施洗约翰向那两个门徒所发的邀请。
They immediately followed Jesus.
即刻去跟从耶稣。
They were longing to investigate who Jesus was.
他们很想很想查看看这个耶稣是什么人。
When Jesus saw them,
当耶稣见到他们的时候，
He told them,
他就跟他说，
Come and you will see.
来，你来看看吧。
They then became the disciples of Jesus.
他们就成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Look at Nathanael.
其中一个是拿但业。
When Nathanael was told by his brother Philip that Jesus was the Savior,
当他的同亨腓力跟他说的时候，
the invitation was extended to him.
这个就是一个上帝对拿但业的邀请。
But Nathanael thought it was impossible.
拿但业就想啊，有乜可能啊？
He responded.
他就这样回应。
Jesus is from Nazareth.
在拿撒勒出来过这个耶稣。
Can anything good come from there?
拿撒勒有乜好嘢出啊？
And his brother Philip replied.
咁佢嘅兄弟腓力就讲啦，
Come and see.
你来睇下先啦。
Come and see is the solution.To anyone's doubts about Jesus.
来看一下这个答案，你有任何的疑惑，这个就是答案了。
Nathanael follows Jesus.
拿但业就跟了腓力去了。
Closely experienced himself who Jesus was.
亲自的是跟基督一同去体验他到底是个什么人。
My friends, we have seen lots of invitations sent out of God.
我们是神上帝对我们有很多个人的邀请。
We have also seen lots of people respond to God's invitations.
我们都见到很多人对神的邀请作出的反应。
Christmas actually involves invitations to people.
圣诞节其实就是上帝对人的邀请。
God invites peopleTo seek his favor through the Savior.
上帝邀请我们是寻找祂的喜悦，是通过耶稣基督得到祂的喜悦。
The invitations from God have no prerequisites attached.
寻求这个神的喜悦是没有需要任何先决条件。
Look at the shepherds.
你看看那班牧羊人，
Mary, Joseph,
玛利亚、约瑟、
The Magi,
那班的博士，
and the disciples,
那班的门徒，
they are just ordinary people like us.
全部都是好像我们的普通人一样。
They don't need to fully understand how the Son of God is born as a human being.
他们没有需要明白到神的儿子怎样成为人出生在这个世上。
They don't need to demonstrate that they are good people.
他们不需要证明他们自己是好人。
They don't need even to proveThat they are worthy enough for God's favor.
他们甚至不需要证明他们是值得被神接纳。
Anyone can find favor in God simply by actions.
每一个人可以通过行动而得到神喜悦。
Go and see yourself who Christ is.
个行动就是来看看耶稣基督是哪一个。
Sometimes invitations from God come in unlikely forms.
很多时候神对你邀请是一个非人所能够想得到的。
Invitations may come with angels' appearance.
可能是天使的出现。
Invitation may come in a dream.
可能是通过梦境。
Maybe with a miracle.
甚至神对你邀请是一个神迹。
Maybe with a sign.
或者是一个记号。
Maybe with some special effect.
或者是一些特技。
Some invitations may be so uncommon, but they can happen.
甚至可能是一些很普通的事，就是经常都会发生的。
They are so uncommon.
一些非常非比寻常的事。
talking about invitations from God with special effect.
好似神对你所显示出来的一些的特技咁，特别效果。
I would like to recall what happened in the sermon I preached in Christmas.
我记得，我一同你讲下我曾经有一年圣诞我所讲嘅道。
10 years ago, I preached in Chinatown with the same passage, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 18.
咁啊，其实呢篇嘅经文《路加福音》二章八到十八节咧，我十年前喺唐人街嗰度已经讲过啦。
As I said before, there's nothing better to preach on Christmas than this Luke chapter 2.
咁我啱啱都讲过啦，圣诞节讲一段经文咧系最好噶啦。
The sermon at that time was entitled What Child Is This?
当时我的讲题是是何婴孩。
After I gave the introduction of the sermon,
咁我开始讲咗引言唔使几耐。
The lights in the worship hall were all out.
突然间上个礼拜堂嘅一灯咧就熄咗。
The congregation thought it was a special effect.
咁啲人咧就以为系特技嚟噶玩嘢。
Actually, we have power outage in the neighborhood.
其实咧，成区冇电。
The worship hall was dark.
成个礼拜堂黑晒。
I did not know if I should continue preaching.
哇，咁我都唔知讲落去定唔讲好。
Anyway, so I started to preach in the dark.
咁冇办法啦，我讲啦。
And yelled as loud as I could.
大声咁样喺度嗌。
Because the microphone did not work.
咁啊，嗰个麦都即系冇声啦，因为
And people at the back rows they could barely hear me。
咁咧喺坐后排啲人咧根本听都听唔到啊。
I preached about the name of the law。
咁咧就讲到，咁我讲到系讲到神佢嘅名号。
The name of the child。
呢个婴孩嘅名号。
The child, his most shocking identity as the son of God。
佢呢个婴孩佢嘅身份系一个。震撼人嘅系一个神嘅儿子呢个咁嘅身份。
And his birth was so humble。
但系佢嘅出生系几咁嘅卑微。
Then I came to the most beautiful birthday song in Christmas。
咁咧就跟住就唱到即系一个最好嘅生日歌。
Luke chapter 2 gave us the most beautiful birth song in Christmas。
路加福音其实讲到嗰个嘅所唱嘅歌咧，系一个最好嘅生日歌嚟。
The scene for this birthday song was unbelievable.
一个景象是难以置信。
The wilderness was set as the natural stage.
他们这个的出生的时候是一个旷野作为一个场景。
The twinkling stars in the universe as the three-dimensional screen.
这个的以星空成为这个场景一个三度这个立体的
And a host of many angels light up in the sky as the best choir you can find.
咁咧就做万千天君就成系呢个最好嘅诗班。
And the glory of God appeared suddenly, like a very bright spotlight shining from above.
而神嘅荣耀系突然之间出现喺天上，系照耀地下嘅人。
At the moment when I uttered the phrase "the glory of God."
当我讲话呢个神嘅荣光嘅时候咧
，the lights in our worship hall were turned on。
突然间嗰个礼拜堂啲灯就着晒。
The power returned。
咁咧啲电就嚟翻啦。
People could not contain themselves and applauded with joy。
咁咧啲人根本冇办法相信呢件事，只可以系即系热烈嘅鼓掌。
You see, God gives invitations to people。
我哋可以见到。神是对每一个人都有一个的邀请
Sometimes with special effects and sometimes without
有时候是用一些的特别的效果有时候很普通的没有这些事
We don't have special effects tonight
今晚就没有了
Why are you here?
那你在这里做什么呢
I believe you are here because God has invited you
你在这里我相信是因为神亲自邀请你
God invites youTo inspect, to explore, experience for yourself who Christ is.
神亲自邀请你，叫你系去查考耶稣基督系一个咩人。
And don't take my words for it.
唔好就咁听我讲。
Go and verify for yourself if Jesus is a savior born for you.
你去自己去查考圣经，睇下呢个救主系咪为你而生。
Go and verify for yourself. if Jesus can give you the real peace.
看一下耶稣基督是不是真的可以给到你这个平安。
Go and verify for yourself if God has found favor for you.
看一下神是不是亲自的将这个喜悦给到你。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们低头做一个祈祷。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to us.
感谢你差遣到耶稣来到这个世上。
We are here tonight to celebrate the birth of our Lord.
我们今晚是庆祝到我们救主的降生。
Some of us may not know who Christ is.
我们或者当中有人不知道基督是谁。
Some of us may have already known Christ, but they have not experienced him enough.
也有些人我们可能是知道基督是谁，但是未经历过他。
Sometimes peace is not in us.
有時我們心裡沒有平安。
Sometimes peace is not in our homes.
甚至我們家裡沒有平安。
And peace is not in the world.
這個世上也都沒有平安。
Christmas reveals good news that we can find the real peace in our Lord Savior.
聖誕節就告訴我們，平安是可以在耶穌基督裡面找到。
Christmas reveals that we cannot find peace elsewhere.
圣诞亦都话俾我哋知，呢个平安唔可以喺基督以外揾到。
Christmas invites us to seek favor in God.
圣诞节亦都系一个对我哋寻求神喜悦嘅呢个邀请。
May God bless each one of us.
求主系祝福当中每一个人。
That we may accept your invitations.
愿每个人都能够接受你嘅邀请。
Speak to our hearts tonight in whatever forms you like.
用你嘅方法。我们心里面直接的说话。
Amaze us with your abundant love.
愿你的无尽的大爱是去给我们有这个惊喜。
Save us from our sins and troubles.
从罪恶从困难当中拯救我们。
We pray this in the name of our Son, Jesus Christ's name.
我们这样祷告奉你的救，你的爱子耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
请大家起立，我们一起唱一首歌。Please stand, we'll sing a song together. 请诗班一起上来唱。Please, the choir, please come out as well.
我们离开的时候，
但愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱和圣灵的感动常与我们每一位同在， 今直到永远。When we are departing, may the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the grace of our God the Father be with us now and forevermore.